people think heckling is negativity and insults, and I've turned it upside down, and I throw positivity and compliments at people when they least expect it. I dress up in a kooky outfit, because if you're not wearing a kooky outfit, then you're just a crazy person yelling at people, right?
Yes.
So I dress up in a kooky outfit, and I've got a little megaphone, and as people are coming in to a venue at the Fringe, for example, I will call them out on what they're wearing, or that they're having a good hair day, or I'll say to someone, have you been working out? Because it shows. Things like that.
Do people seem surprised?
Yes. So I get a lot of reactions. A lot of times young women, tweens, get very shy, and, you know, they'll put their hand up like, oh, no, no, don't talk to me, don't talk to me. And I think that's just a tween girl reaction.
Yeah, they'll get over that.
They'll get over that. My best reactions have been, I've had a couple of gentlemen, and it's always been gentlemen. It's happened three different times, of people who have come up to me, and they weren't hearing what I was saying to the people before them. And so these gentlemen walked up, and they physically steeled themselves. You know, they kind of got in a stance, and they were ready for it. And they said, okay, bring it on. Because they didn't understand that it was complimentary heckling, not just free heckling. And so they were ready for me to insult them. And I started out with, I love your smile. And they're just looking at me like, and they're waiting for the insult. And I'm like, no, and you have great eyes. And then I would pick something else, you know, and I love the shirt you're wearing. And they just looked at me and they were confused. And then all of a sudden it dawned on them, oh, it's complimentary heckling. I get it.
Where did this all start? Where did you get this idea?
It happened very organically a few years ago. I was in Buffalo at the St. Patrick's Day, one of the many St. Patrick's Day parades in Buffalo, with a team of artists that I belong to, this art group. And we had a float in the parade. And then after the parade, we had a megaphone. And we were just kind of in the party zone, and I was standing off of the sidewalk on a little lawn, and people were walking by, and they all had their great St. Patrick's Day outfits on, and I just started talking to them and saying how good they looked, and that I liked their funny glasses or their awesome outfit or whatever it was that I liked about them. And that's how it happened. It just happened organically. And after I did it, I said, I got to do this again. I need a name for this. I got to figure out how to make this happen and be a regular part of, you know, what I do.
So complimentary heckling obviously makes other people feel good. How does it make you feel?
Oh, there's no way that other people can feel as good after complimentary heckling as I feel. It is amazing to watch people smile and to get the good positive reactions, and people come up to me and they're like, oh, this is so wonderful. We need more of this in the world. Because let's face it, life is hard. Sometimes you don't know. That might be the only compliment that person has gotten all day, all week, all month maybe. And for me to be able to inject a little positivity in their life, it's amazing. The rewards are just not even calculable.
You are so right about that, Cracker Jack. We live in a critical world, don't we, in these times we're in. So I love what you do. Tell me, where can people see you at Fringe? You're going to be out both weekends.
Yes, I am going to be out the opening weekend of Fringe. There's a great big free show called Massioki, which everyone should come down to. It's at Parcel 5, and I will be there ahead of the show, heckling the people as they're coming in for the Massioki show on both Friday night and Saturday night. The following weekend, I will be heckling people as they're coming to see the Cirque de Fringe show in the Spiegel Tent. I'll be right out in the Spiegel Garden.
That's a big crowd. That's some rapid-fire heckling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Love it.
It's going to be a blast.
You're great. Cracker Jack, I love your skirt, your floral skirt.
Oh, thanks. It's new.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.